The federal government has rested its case in the antitrust trial of Alfred Taubman, the former chairman of Sotheby's. The government alleges Taubman and his counterpart at rival Christie's conspired to fix commissions. Christie's already has admitted its involvement and is cooperating with the prosecution. David Darcy reports.
Since charges arose 22 months ago, Alfred Taubman has professed his innocence. Defense lawyers say the guilt lies with the company's former CEO, Dee Dee Brooks, who's already pleaded guilty. They've portrayed her as a plotter who wants to stay out of jail. They say Taubman is the plot's victim, elderly, detached, and deaf. The courtroom's rigged with a PA system, and the 76-year-old Taubman listens on headphones. Cameras are not allowed into the courtroom. Artist Shirley Shepherd has been drawing the businessman's picture.
He actually looks like a lot of our executives in New York. They're well-fed, they're fairly well-groomed, and they have a haughty looking-down attitude, which is what Mr. Taubman has.
Even though Taubman is not expected to testify, his trial has been a revelation for veterans of the art market. Bruce Wolmer is editor of Art and Auction magazine.
It's been an education in how the business actually works, what was going on behind the scenes while we were covering the sales and talking about individual pictures and estimates and the types of things we talk about. And it's been absolutely riveting to be at the trial.
The courtroom is also filled with novices to the market who never knew about sellers' commissions. Dan Ackman writes for Forbes.com. He's covered taxi court, not federal court. And he's learned that even as the auction houses were fixing prices, they fought over the best clients.
They seem to be in a real battle for whether Christie's and Sotheby's will get any money from the sellers or whether they'll be stuck getting all their money from the buyers. And that seems to have been the struggle that Christie's and Sotheby's were both interested in winning, and they could only win it if they teamed up.
The trial of A. Alfred Taubman, still Sotheby's principal shareholder, was expected to be a media circus, but TV and tabloid coverage has been minimal. Actress Sigourney Weaver has been in court to study Dee Dee Brooks, whom she'll be playing in an upcoming HBO film about the scandal. The allure of a tale about the rich and famous brought down may have faded since September 11th, and there's a sense in the art trade that there are more grievous crimes and criminals out there to punish. Forbes.com's Dan Ackman isn't so sure.
Just because, you know, we have to catch terrorists doesn't mean we shouldn't also catch price fixers. I mean, everything involved in this trial has a ton of overkill. Taubman, it seems like he had 8 people just to keep his diaries. He's got 8 lawyers working on the trial. That's a lot of overkill. The government has a lot of resources working on this. You could argue, you know, who are the victims here? Or if there are victims, haven't they already been paid off in a civil settlement? And that's true. But unless you're going to say we're kind of like nod and wink at all white-collar crime, I suppose you have to prosecute this one as well.
On Monday, a trial within a trial begins. Most of the testimony incriminating Alfred Taubman came from the woman he named as Sotheby's CEO, Dee Dee Brooks. Taubman's lawyers will call witnesses who'll attack her credibility and try to save his. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.